From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting ambulances and government buses began evacuating wounded people and other civilians from the last rebel-held areas of the Syrian city of Aleppo Thursday. The evacuation is part of a new three-day ceasefire. Here is U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
And there is absolutely no justification whatsoever for the indiscriminate and savage brutality against civilians shown by the regime and by its Russian and Iranian allies over the past few weeks, or indeed for the past 5 years.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is calling what he terms the liberation of Aleppo as a major historic moment. Leaders of the European Union met in Brussels Thursday. They discussed sanctions against Russia because of its activities in Ukraine, Europe's migrant crisis, and Britain's decision to leave the EU. At the meeting, EU leaders agreed to a compromise with representatives from the Netherlands that will allow increased cooperation and trade with Ukraine. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte explained the limitations of the measure.
The association agreement is not a stepping stone towards EU membership, not now, not in the future. It contains no collective security guarantee. It will not lead to any form of compulsory defense cooperation. It will not allow Ukrainian nationals to work in the EU or in our countries.
The Netherlands is the only country that has not ratified the so-called association agreement that would help Ukraine achieve closer relations with the West. Ukraine says it will pardon and release 15 prisoners captured in separatist areas of eastern Ukraine as a way to encourage prisoner exchanges with pro-Russian rebels. A key lawmaker says prisoners will receive a pardon and be returned home. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump complained Thursday about what he believes are attempts to undermine his victory over Democrat Hillary Clinton in last month's election. He was referring to disclosures that Russia launched cyber attacks to boost Trump's chances of winning. U.S. intelligence agencies say Russia hacked into computer accounts at the Democratic National Committee, as well as the computer of Clinton's campaign chief, John Podesta. Trump calls the claim ridiculous, saying no one can be sure who did the hacking. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said he was shocked to hear allegations that Russian President Vladimir Putin personally ordered the hacking of U.S. files, calling the suggestion stupid. A jury in South Carolina has found an avowed white supremacist guilty of federal hate crimes in the shooting deaths of 9 black parishioners at a church in Charleston last year. Dylan Roof was also found guilty of obstructing the exercise of religion for opening fire during a Bible study at Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in 2015. The jury deliberated less than 2 hours. Roof showed no emotion as the verdicts were read. Roof will face the same jurors on January 3rd during the second phase of his trial to decide whether he will be sentenced to death or to life in prison without parole. Russian President Vladimir Putin is in Japan for 2 days of talks with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Mr. Abe says he hopes to make progress on resolving the fate of 4 islands off Japan's northern coast known as the Northern Territories in Japan and the Southern Kuriles in Russia. The islands were seized by the Soviet Union in 1945, and a dispute over the land has prevented the two countries from signing a formal agreement to end World War II hostilities. The two leaders will conclude the talks Friday in Tokyo. Egypt's civil aviation ministry says traces of explosives have been found on the bodies of some of the victims of the Egypt Air crash last May. State prosecutors are expected to take over the investigation into the Egypt Air Flight 804 crash that killed 66 people. No cause of the crash, including terrorism, has been ruled out, and no group has claimed to have attacked the plane. Officials say a blast believed to have been caused by an improvised explosive device tore through a Somali army checkpoint and nearby displaced persons camp Thursday, killing 6 government soldiers. A regional administrative spokesman says the blast occurred at the entry checkpoint into the southwestern part of Mogadishu. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.